kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Pinayuhan po ng Department of Home Affairs na umalis ng bansa ang high school student na si Sky Camarse bago pa niya matapos ang kanyang high school certificate o HSC. Na-refuse ang kanyang visa dahil sa ilang patakaran ng student visa na sinasabi ng Immigration Advice and Rights Center na nagpapakita ng kahinaan ng batas at kailangan itong tugunan. Alam ng sinumang nasa year 12 na hindi madaling tapusin ang kanilang HSC o high school certificate. Pero si Sky Camarse, isang top student sa Wyndham College sa Sydney at miyembro ng kanilang Student Representative Council, ay naharap ngayon sa mas mabigat na hamon. Sinabi sa kanya ng Department of Home Affairs na kailangan na niyang umalis ng Australia bago ang 24 ng Setyembre, ilang linggo bago pa niya matapos ang HSC na at makagraduate kasama ang kanyang mga kaibigan.
I kind of found out that my visa was refused while I was in class. My dad kind of just forwarded me the emails and I saw that all of theirs was approved. So at first I was like, good news, and then I had a further look and I was like, oh no, this is kind of bit unfortunate. And then reading into it further, kind of it just unraveled more and more as well.
Lumipat si Sky sa Australia mula sa United Arab Emirates noong September 2022 para makasama ang ina na si Winky Camarse na nag-aaral ng nursing sa Western Sydney University. Mula sa Pilipinas, kasalukuyang nakabase sa UAE ang kanilang pamilya. Excited siyang maranasan ang buhay sa Australia at tuparin ang kanyang pangarap na makapagtrabaho sa Olympics.
My original plan was moving for university, but I thought I would get a head start, get a feel of the life here, the education, the experience in Australia before taking my higher education studies here. And I was really interested in one of the colleges in Australia, which offers 100 hours of work experience and internships through event management. And I still do really want to continue pursuing a career in event management and hopefully working for the Olympics one day.
Nagsimulang mag-aral si Sky sa Wyndham College, isang pampublikong senior secondary school sa Narimba Field sa Sydney noong Enero 2023 bilang dependent o secondary visa holder sa student visa ng kanyang ina. Nang ma-expire ang kanilang visa noong Marso ng taong ito, nag-apply silang muli ng bagong visa. 17 taong gulang pa lamang si Sky nang i-lodge nila ang aplikasyon. Ngunit nang lumabas ang desisyon, inabot na ng 18 taong gulang si Sky, na ayon sa mga patakaran para sa student visa, ay nangangahulugang hindi na siya itinuturing na dependent ng kanyang ina at hindi na siya nakapasa sa visa requirements. Ayon kay Ali Mojtahedi, isang principal solicitor sa Immigration Advice and Rights Center, hindi naaayon ang patakarang ito sa ibang mga patakaran ng iba pang uri ng visa tulad ng partner at humanitarian visas na nagpapahintulot sa isang bata na maituring na dependent hanggang 23 taong gulang.
For most other visas, once a child does turn 18, there's considerations around what they refer to as dependency. So is the child dependent on the primary applicant or mom or dad needing to be supported in relation to housing, food, clothing? But for student visas, the regulations don't allow for those factors to be taken into account. When Sky was 17 years and 11 months, Sky's dependency on mom was no different to Sky's dependency at 18 years and 1 month. And the department isn't able to take that into account. I can't speak to the logic behind it, but I fail to see it.
Hindi alam ni Sky at ng kanyang pamilya ang mga regulasyong ito, kaya't labis nilang ikinagulat ang resulta. Dahil na-refuse ang kanyang visa, napailalim siya sa Section 48 bar ng Migration Act na pumipigil sa mga aplikasyon ng visa onshore o sa loob ng bansa. Ibig sabihin, kailangan niyang bumalik sa UAE para mag-apply ng bagong visa, isang proseso na maaring tumagal ng ilang buwan. Ayon kay Sky, simula nang marinig niya ang balita, inisantabi muna niya ang kanyang emosyon at mga nararamdaman dahil abala siya sa paghahanap ng paraan upang matapos ang kanyang pag-aaral.
I've been kind of on a fight or flight mode reaching out to different people, getting quotes from different migration lawyers, consulting with all sorts of people. I don't think I've honestly even had time to think about missing out for my year 12 graduation. It's just kind of trying to figure out what I can do right now and putting off feelings later, because there's just no room for feelings at the moment, especially since my time here is very limited and every day is very precious.
Hindi naman makapaniwala ang matalik na kaibigan ni Sky sa paaralan na si Morgan.
To be honest, I thought he was just joking at first. I was like, no way, this is real. But yeah, now I've learned it is real, very stressful times. But I'm just trying to be there for him right now, help support him through it.
Ayon pa sa kanya, matalinong estudyante si Sky at aktibo sa kanilang paaralan sa loob ng 2 taon ng pag-aaral nito.
Sky's a very smart student. He takes all advanced classes with me. We get good grades together. He's in one of the SRCs at school, so like one of the leaders at school. So obviously it's disappointing to know that he won't be there like in the exam hall with us.
Bagaman limitado ang kanilang mga opsyon, malaki naman ang suporta ng Wyndham College para kay Ginoong Camarse sa panahong ito. Hindi na nagpaunlak sa panayam ang paaralan pero nagbigay ng pahayag ang isang tagapagsalita ng New South Wales Department of Education sa SBS.
They've been incredibly supportive. I know that I don't have to go through this alone, and Wyndham College has also emphasized from the start that they are there for me. I'm part of the school community and they're willing to support me in any way they can, even if it's in a very limited way.
Sky has been a valued and active member of his school community since he enrolled in Wyndham College in September 2022, resulting in him being elected to the Student Representative Council early in 2023. We appreciate this is a difficult time for him and will continue to offer Sky support as he manages the situation to ensure he can achieve his best in his HSC.
Hindi naman nagkomento ang Department of Immigration sa partikular na kaso, ngunit pinayuhan nila si Ginoong Camarse na makipag-ugnayan sa isang migration agent. Sinabi pa ni Dr. Abul Rizvi, ang dating Deputy Secretary ng Department of Immigration, na kung iaapela ni Sky ang refusal ng kanyang visa sa Administrative Appeals Tribunal, maaring mapahaba ang kanyang pananatili sa Australia.
The volume of student refusals at the AAT is huge. Whilst the AAT considers the appeal, there's no way that a decision would be made this year.
Kung tatanggihan naman ang apela, maaring isulong ito kay Immigration Minister na may kapangyarihang baliktarin ang desisyon. Pero karaniwang tumatagal ng ilang taon ang prosesong ito at walang katiyakan ang positibong resulta. Bagamat hindi pa nag-expire ang panahon para sa paghahain ng apela matapos makipagkonsulta sa ilang migration lawyers, naniniwala si Sky na hindi na etikal na ituloy pa ito.
They informed me that lodging an appeal would be an unethical process in my case, as I would really have no grounds for appeal due to the clear regulation. They have informed me that it is an option if I really wanted to continue my HSCs in Australia and go to my formal and go to my year 12 graduation. This is not an option I am currently exploring because I don't believe in exploiting such processes as well.
Ibinahagi rin ni Sky ang kanyang mga pagsisikap na makipag-ugnayan kay Michelle Rowland, ang kanyang lokal na kinatawan, ganun din kay Immigration Minister Tony Burke at sa iba pang mga opisyal para ibahagi ang layunin na muling suriin at amyendahan ang batas tungkol sa student visa. Ayon pa kay Ali Mojtahedi, isang abogado, ang kawalan ng kakayahan ng mga gumagawa ng desisyon na isaalang-alang ang mga sitwasyon tulad ng kay Sky Camarse ay patunay na isang hindi maayos na batas.
I think any law that doesn't give a decision maker flexibility to take into account circumstances like Sky's experiencing now is not good law. Giving decision makers the ability to consider these circumstances at this lower stage is so much better than having the visa refused and then putting a person in a situation where they have to fork out thousands of dollars and years of their time to get to the minister so that the minister can decide whether or not they're going to exercise this broad power. I think it's better for the visa system, and I think it's better for people.
Sa paghahanda naman para sa kanyang inaasahang pag-alis at pag-iwan sa mga kaibigan at ina sa Australia, humingi ng tulong si Sky sa New South Wales Education Standards Authority o NESA para magkaroon ng opsyon na kunin ang kanyang mga pagsusulit sa ibang bansa. Bagamat walang kasiguraduhan, sinabi ng isang tagapagsalita ng NESA,
"In exceptional circumstances, a student may apply to sit exams outside of New South Wales. NESA considers the evidence of each application and works with the student to arrange invigilated exams from a suitable location."
Ayon kay Sky, kahit pa maaprubahan ang kanyang mga kahilingan, malungkot siyang mawawalan siya ng pagkakataon na makasama ang kanyang mga kaibigan sa mahalagang sandali ng kanyang pag-aaral.
"I really did look forward to attending formal with them and walking the stage with all my friends. I think it's just kind of a significant milestone for me, something I've been working towards. Even doing my HSC exam overseas, there's kind of that experience of sitting it with your friends and seeing all your friends focus on their work. It kind of motivates you, pushes you further. It's the tiny things of like speaking to them after like, 'Oh, how did you do?' and all of that. It's just unfortunate that I'll have to miss out on all of that."
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Sam Dover para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.